the state. Therefore, it must be diligently studied. Now, in war, besides stratagem and the situation, there are five indispensable matters. The first is called the way. The second, heaven. The third, earth. The fourth, the leader. The fifth, law. The way, or the proper conduct of man. If the ruling authority be upright, the people are united. Fearless of danger, their lives are at the service of their Lord. Heaven. Yin and yang, heat and cold, time and season. Earth. Distance, nature, extent, strategic position. The leader. Intelligence, truth, benevolence, courage, and strictness. Law, partition and ordering of troops. These things must be known by the leader. To know them is to conquer. To know them not is to be defeated. Further, with regard to these and the following seven matters, the condition of the enemy must be compared with our own. The seven matters are the virtue of the prince, the ability of the general, natural advantages, the discipline of the armies, the strength of the soldiers, training of the soldiers, justice, both in reward and punishment. Knowing these things, I can foretell the victor. If a general under me fight according to my plans, he always conquers, and I continue to employ him. If he differ from my plans, he will be defeated and dismissed from my service. Wherefore, with regard to the foregoing, considering that with us lies the advantage, and the generals agreeing, we create a situation which promises victory. But as the moment and method cannot be fixed beforehand, the plan must be modified according to circumstances. War is a thing of pretense. Therefore, when capable of action, we pretend disability. When near to the enemy, we pretend to be far. When far away, we pretend to be near. Allure the enemy by giving him a small advantage. Confuse and capture him. If there be defects, give an appearance of perfection and awe the enemy. Pretend to be strong and so cause the enemy to avoid you. Make him angry and confuse his plans. Pretend to be inferior and cause him to despise you. If he have superabundance of strength, tire him out. If united, make divisions in his camp. Attack weak points and appear in unexpected places. These are the secrets of the successful strategist. Therefore, they must not be made known beforehand. At the reckoning in the sanctuary before fighting, victory is to the side that excels in the foregoing matters. They that have many of these will conquer. They that have few will not conquer. Hopeless, indeed, are they that have none. If the condition of both sides with regard to these matters be known, I can foretell the victor. 2. Operations of war. Sun, the master, said, "Now the requirements of war are such that we need 1,000 light chariots with 4 horses each, 1,000 leather-covered chariots, and 100,000 armored men, and we must send supplies to distant fields. Wherefore the cost at home and in the field, the entertainment of guests, glue and lacquer for repairs, and necessities for the upkeep of wagons and armor are such that in one day 1,000 pieces of gold are spent."